K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. If it's your first time listening to this other K-State podcast here in Kansas City, Missouri, all things K-State sports. Another day closer to football season. Soccer kicking off their only preseason game on Friday. Volleyball coming soon. All the fall sports coming around the corner. End of this month, beginning of September as well. Cannot wait for that. All things K-State sports. We're gonna do something a little different here. I think it was last year we had taken a little snippet or all of it from the press conferences. And on this edition, we're gonna focus on Avery Johnson talking to the media during fall camp. Of course, if you've been paying attention to this podcast, In and Out, or the other K-State podcast, you know this is Avery's first full year as QB1, and all the attention is going to be pointed to him. So, and for now, we're going to turn the tables a little bit here and listen to Avery Johnson's press conference from yesterday.
Avery, what's been the best thing that you've seen in spring training camp so far?
Really just getting out there with the guys again. It's been a really upbeat at practice. A lot of fun just being able to go out there and get our offense back on the field and get things rolling again. So we have a lot of talented players. Offense line doing a great job. A lot of receivers getting in the mix. Dylan, obviously, getting out there. Him and DJ. We have a lot of young backs like Jimmy, Joe Jackson. Those guys are doing their thing too. So it's just been a lot of fun to just practice again and get out of lifting and running.
About this, but does it feel like you guys are, you know, it's been like a reunion having the two of you on the field again?
I mean, I'd say so. Like growing up, we played together. Obviously, everybody knows that. And then having to compete against each other in high school, like we knew exactly what the person was going to do that game. We knew they were going to go off. It was just who's going to get the ball last. So being able to have that explosiveness on my team and not have to compete against it is definitely something that I was looking forward to.
You had Dylan in the offseason. Have you noticed any tweaks to the offense to kind of work him in with some of his unique abilities?
Yeah, I mean, he's just explosive with the ball in his hand. So just trying our best to get it to him in space and let him do his thing, whether that's out of the backfield and any type of motion, even splitting him out, letting him play some receiver, just kind of using him in any way we can so that we can keep defenses on their toes.
How settled is this offense right now? I mean, do you feel like you're still a giant work in progress, or are you getting there?
I wouldn't say we're a work in progress. I'd say definitely the spring was where we kind of had to get those kinks out, adding in some new concepts, some new schemes, figuring some stuff out. But now it's just we know what we're supposed to do. We know our techniques. We know what the coaches want from us. So it's just going out there and executing it.
Your thoughts on the other guys in the quarterback room?
It's a really fun group to be around. We have a couple young guys. Taekwon transferred, and he's an older guy. He's been to a couple places. He's bringing in some knowledge for me that I could learn from. Just being able to compete with him and Knuth and Blake and Hudson, all those guys. We have a really good time together. We have a lot of fun together. We spend a lot of time together, obviously, in fall camp. But whenever it's time to get to work and get down to business, we do that as well. So it's a great group to be around and a great group of people to just compete with every day.
On paper, you guys are more explosive and not just Dylan. Has it felt like it's played out that way after a week of practice?
I mean, I'd say so. We've looked really explosive at times. We've just been trying to just get the ball to our playmakers. And like you said, we have a lot of playmakers, a lot of people that can do special things with the ball in their hands. So it's just my job to get it to them and let them go out there and do their thing.
Who have been some of the, I guess, tougher guys to go up against defensively, kind of giving you guys fit so far?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of the people that you kind of think of. I mean, obviously DJ, Dylan, we got Keegan's been looking really good, J-Jack, Seif, Jace, those kind of those names that you've been hearing. Those guys have looked really good, but you never know when the season rolls around. You never know who that guy that's going to emerge is. I mean, Jimmy White's looked really good in practice. Joe Jackson looks really good in practice. Trey Spivey. We have a lot of guys that haven't really got the opportunity to show what they can do in a live game on the field yet, but I don't be surprised if they do have a breakout season this fall.
When you're a backup, you're told to prepare the starter. Now that you know going in that you will be starting game one, does that change anything for you mentally, or is it a different feeling?
It's a different feeling for sure, but I feel like mentally it doesn't really change anything because, like you said, prepare like you're the starter. So as far as preparation goes for me, nothing changes. Just the fact that whenever the offense takes the field for the first time, I'm going to be out there. So just not having to worry about, hey, do I have to ride the bike for the whole first quarter? Am I going to get thrown in here? Am I going to get thrown in here? Just being able to go out there when I'm already warm and not having to just go out there cold or warm up again. So it's definitely a great feeling and obviously a blessing to be the starting quarterback here, but I wouldn't say I prepare any different.
Do you see maybe a step that Keegan has taken from last year to this year? You know, Coach Wyman has said a lot of nice things about him, and it seems more locked in.
Yeah, he's for sure more locked in, and I feel like the biggest jump he had is this offseason. He really took in that leadership role. He's really a quiet-to-himself type of guy, and this offseason we had to call on him to step up and be more vocal because whenever he does talk, he has a lot of really good things to say, and a lot of people can learn from Keegan. Because he's played college football, he's played at some of the highest games on the highest stages. So just being able to take as much knowledge from him, and then on the field, he's looked light years, like really, really good this fall, and he's looked really good this spring as well. So just continuing to just elevate his game, and just my job, just getting him the ball. So if I see single coverage his way, I'm playing over there the whole time.
What's impressed you so much? Obviously, a lot of the guys that were blocking for you last year are gone. There are some returners. What's impressed you most about this new set of guys that you have in front?
Just great leadership. I feel like we had a couple guys, two or three guys that played a lot last year that are back returning. And then we have Kilty coming in, and he played a lot. He's played a lot of football. And then we have a younger center who hasn't necessarily played as much in real games, but been around a lot of these guys and played in some high-level games as well. So just those guys, you know, taking in, it's like they're playing with a chip on their shoulder. They're doing a really good job this fall. They did a great job in the spring, and a lot of people think, hey, we lost all these starters. We're not going to be able to block as well, this, that, and the other. How's K-State offensive line going to look this year? And those guys, you know, they took it as a challenge, and they've done a really good job. They've worked, and they stepped up to the plate, and I'm really thankful that I got those guys blocking for me this year.
Yeah, come on, get right, Ryan. Avery, in your experience, what makes it hard to throw against your corners, Keenan and Jacob, in practice?
Those dudes, they're scrappy. They can get down. They can press. They can play off. They play really good catch. But I feel like the hardest thing is just how quick, explosive, how fast they are, and how good of a job they do reading eyes. They're really good. Reading eyes, they played a lot of football, so they are really good at jumping routes and really just athletic guys that know exactly what to do whenever they're split out there. So they're really hard to go against, especially in man. They're really good in man, but I'd definitely say that just their knowledge, the football knowledge, and just how scrappy and quick and fast they are definitely sets them apart.
What have been your early impressions of the tight end room without Ben Sennett this year?
We've had some guys step up. I feel like Swanee's had a really good fall just in 5 or 6 days of practice. And then obviously we have Oaks coming back from last year. And then some of those younger guys, like Lofton hasn't necessarily got his chance on Saturdays yet, but he's looked really good this fall and looked good in the spring. And then those young guys are just continuing to improve and learn. So I'm really impressed with what we put forward so far. And, you know, like with here, we're going to utilize our tight ends. We're going to use 2-3 guys at a time. So just everybody being able to go out there, run routes, block, catch, and just know what they're doing. So I'm really excited to see what those guys are going to display this fall.
There are 3 reasons why you need Kachava.
Okay. So, okay. All right, folks. K-State Nation, Eddie Greer again. Pro Project Podcast. That was Avery Johnson taking a little bit of a page in the book there for those that did not catch the press conference there from yesterday there from Avery Johnson, Eddie Greer, the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. That's going to wrap things up for right now. There's a lot I can take from this. Of course, we'll dive on into it hopefully across the course of the week. I will be unavailable throughout the rest of the week. Well, through Friday on, but I'm going to be trying to pre-record some episodes from the week, or for the weekend actually here, explosive, explosive, explosive. That is what I'm hearing, and I'm going to have my explosive players, my most explosive player come out this weekend off. So there you go on that. So that's the word you're coming from Avery as well. We've heard that word thrown around a lot. And of course, I'm going to use that on a couple episodes this weekend. So be on the lookout for that. But also, obviously, we can't wait to see that explosiveness on the football field. Pro Project Podcast, Offense, K-State Sports, you can get it wherever podcasts are found. Free and available daily. We're going to have a chance to record Kansas State content. Again, this much closer to football season, August 7th, 2024, here in Kansas City, Missouri. Me and Alex are hopeful to get together tonight for a recording on the bonus side. Podbean app. Download the Podbean app now. If you have not already, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. Again, G-R-I-E-R, the number 3 E-D-D-I-E apostrophe S podcast. That is the title of the name, and you should be able to find it quickly, and that's where you're going to find bonus K-State Wildcat content on the Pearl Project Podcast there. So hopeful we'll see how everything goes here. I have a big weekend in store potentially, so we'll see what happens. I'm trying to get ready for that. It's game week here in KC, Missouri. Here it's going to be game week soon for the K-State Wildcat football team there. And nice insight there. Nice to get a little insight what's going on with K-State football on the offensive side of the ball. And I think we're going to do the same here with Dylan Edwards here on another episode coming. It won't come out to tomorrow, obviously. So there you go now. So we're going to have a lot of football coverage throughout the rest of the week. And mixed in there, we're going to throw in some K-State player profiles. Jasmine Brown that I mentioned a couple days ago, she's going to be part of that. So looking forward to that. But right now, that's it for the Pro Project Podcast for now on this episode here. Eddie Greer here in KC, Missouri. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. We will see if we get together tonight. If not, we'll have to wait till next week. But right now, that's going to wrap things up on another edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Until next time, go Cats. We'll see you real soon.